Praise 104.1, DC's Inspiration Station. On the line with me is Pastor Terry Millender, and he has this awesome vision of a service that's going to happen this Saturday at Crampton Auditorium. We're going to talk about it. Hey, Pastor Terry.
How are you, Cheryl? Good to be on you.
I'm doing well, doing well. I know about this awesome remnant cry that's been birthing in you, and you've kind of been leading up to it up until this point. Talk a little bit about the vision and what you guys are doing to lead up to Saturday.
Well, I tell you, Cheryl, first of all, thank you so much for this opportunity. Let me go back to the very beginning. Quickly, I was in the nation of South Africa, and in a glorious service in the presence of the Lord, literally saturating in the presence of the Lord, and I heard the words for the first time, Remnant Cry 2012. Remnant Cry 2012. I knew the Lord was telling me what to do. I saw it in a flash. And so with that came about an hour later into that same encounter, I heard the word embers. And God was making it very plain that he was going to set his people ablaze at this thing called Remnant Cry, and that we were going to go forth from this place and burn as embers into our world. That's the reason for a corporate gathering.
Right.
Come together, get inspired. Powered by the Holy Spirit, literally touched by the Holy Ghost, set ablaze, and then go forth as an ember. And an ember, Cheryl, literally can burn as bright or brighter, as hot, rather, or hotter as the original source.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, when we come together in one accord in one place with no agenda, okay, this is important. What is the agenda? People ask me, what are you going to do? The word of the Lord came. We're going to worship and wait.
Right.
Cheryl, I tell you, it's been happening, and leading up to this, in these all-night, citywide all-night worship, prayer, and praise gatherings, we have experienced the presence and glory of God like I don't remember. Let me just say it that way.
That, to me, is profound. When I was listening to the commercial, the worship and wait, I was like, wow, worship and wait, because we're people who want it to happen right away. We want it to happen when we want it to happen. But this event, the Remnant Cry, is set up so that we can worship and wait collectively.
You got it. You
My
got
God.
It. You know, last weekend, we had the third citywide all-night worship, prayer, and praise time. And I'm telling you something. I said, Lord, I felt so vulnerable. I said, Lord, what do you want us to do? If you could even come close to touching us the way you touched us in the first two, I mean, what do we do? And the Spirit of God spoke to my heart. He said, simply respond to my promptings. He said, you don't have to worry about what to do in my presence.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Wayne Millender, respond to my promptings.
Hmm.
That's what you do. I tell you, we encountered God. I don't know how to put it in words, because people are used to just that, an event.
Yeah.
They're used to an event. And I don't even know what to call it, because what will happen when the authentic, you know, I'm talking about the people that we're just not playing. I mean, you know, everybody's not for the okie doke. Everybody's not for just foolishness in religion. There are many people in this region, especially Cheryl, who really want the living God for real.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What happens when 1,500 of us gather at Crampton Auditorium in his presence and willing to let our hearts worship and wait? Who knows what God is going to do in our midst? I'm telling you.
Right. Now, I know
so
during
thankful.
All-night prayer, I've been in all-night prayer before, and they usually have, you know, a number of people pray, and then when that person, you know, is done, then another person starts praying, and another person starts praying. Is that how the flow will go, or are you just going to literally be led by God and say, whatever's next?
we're going to literally be led by the Holy Spirit. I've been anointed for this purpose. I understand my assignment. I understand it very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why in these times of leading up to this, I'm telling you, from 10:30 p.m. to 6 a.m., we have had to rush at 6 a.m. to get out on time.
Mm-hmm.
Because the leading of the Holy Spirit has been so dynamic. It's an experience. That's all I can say. And we've got some of the, you know, most anointed minstrels. Well, this is a new discipline even for them, because it's not a concert. It's not a performance. It's not a show.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys, they understand that. They don't struggle with it. Pastor Rick White and Pastor Mark Carson and Kevin LeVar, these guys, Darian Somerville, they know. They're minstrels. They know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving them permission. Not just about waiting, worshiping, and then I'm hearing what the Lord wants done. They that are leading us corporately in that moment, that's their instruction. Worship and wait. and lead us into an encounter, an experience. I don't even know what to call it.
I love that. I love the folk that you have. I mean, just witnessing, you know, Pastor Mark's ministry and Kevin, I know their heart. And even, you know, being a worship leader or, you know, MC for an event, and anyone, anytime that they're on the program, it's real hard to be regimented. You know what I mean? Yeah, so you're right. Yeah. They know their assignment, because it's really hard to do a, and next we have, you know what I mean? When it comes to them, you got anybody who's in touch with the Spirit of God has to flow with the Spirit of God, you know, when they're up ministering. And and I love that. I love that. So the doors open at 3 p.m. This worship gathering begins at 4 p.m. And you're going to go all night long until how long? How long are they allowing you at the Crampton?
Yeah. 4 to 8. 4 to 8. We do all night on our own space. This is 4 to 8 at Crampton.
Okay.
4 to 8. And, you know, that we'll start setting up everything at 9 a.m., but the doors will open at 3, and at 4 p.m., we're going to start, and I'm telling you now, this is awesome, because on Wednesday, you asked me about the leading up to, real quickly, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, now we've had the citywide all-night worship, prayer, and praise gatherings, but at 7 o'clock Wednesday, tomorrow, literally for the next almost 72 hours, from Wednesday through Saturday, we're having consistent 24/7 nonstop worship. And that is being led by a group called David's Tent DC. They just did the 40 days of all-night worship. The Lord put it in their heart to serve Remnant Cry. They're doing it at Pastor William Spence's church at Harvest Life there in Washington. And you can go to remnantcry.com to get all this information. Remnantcry.com has everything. And I'm telling you, so now think about that. There's a continual soaking from Wednesday at 7 through actually at 9 a.m. is going to transfer over to Howard University, and just consistent, all we're doing is vertical worship, just loving Jesus, just loving Jesus, believing it's time, Lord, for you to work. There will be a response from heaven that's going to impact our spirits. And we're going to leave that place burning as embers into our world. That's what's going to happen for everybody who hits those doors. And I'm telling you, there's only 1,500 seats. It's free, costs you nothing. But I'm telling you now, you don't want to be hearing about it after the fact.
I love the fact that when God speaks, you hear and you're obedient to do. So Amen. Remnant Cry is what it is. It's over at Howard University's Crampton Auditorium. It's going to be kicking off on Saturday at 4 p.m. The doors open at 3. And it's the continual, it's the end process of all night worship from Wednesday on to Saturday. And of course, they've every month they've been worshiping all night long and preparing for this. And I'm just excited about what God's going to do, Pastor Terry, after this collective worship.
Hallelujah. I am too, Cheryl. I am too. Thank the Lord. May I say one other thing real quick?
Sure. I was going to say, is there anything else you'd like to add before we close?
I would. I'm just so thankful for the pastors and the leaders. I mean, it's pretty terrible to have a, you know, pastor at church and you don't have any praying people in your church, people that don't even want to worship and want to, but let me tell you, that's not our report. There has been a response from pastors and ministry leaders saying, I'm there, I'm in, what can we do? They've been hungering for this.
Yeah.
And I just want to say to the Capital Region, to God be the glory for your hearts before the Lord. And you're going to be a part of history, because it's on. It's on in our region by the grace of God.
Thank you, Pastor Terry. I really appreciate you, sir.